Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Good evening, my friends out there in Radio Land. It's your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio. It is 10 o'clock in North Carolina. It's 10 o'clock in D.C. It's 10 o'clock in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's 10 o'clock in Rhode Island. However, wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Go ahead and jump on the feedback lines real early tonight at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Big up to Ames Casso, my man Shot, out there in VA. Big up to Rainmaker, my man Bless. Lord Drack, the crew. Dawn out there. My man Raphael up in Brooklyn holding it down. Chingy out there in Mount Vernon. And everybody else tuned in. Jumping out the box real early with a Connected. This is Devastate featuring Briscoe, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Tampa, yay. Hey, for the MIA, 305. Briscoe, what it is. Devastate, I got you. Okay, you know we're connected, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Devastating,
what you think?
Brick
sky.
I mean, these dreams, I mean, these things that I need. Hoping I can glory.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. That's Devastate featuring Briscoe. It's called Connected. Jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to get it in tonight. We're talking about President Obama's $800 billion economic stimulus package tonight, along with the rise of what is the Tea Party. I'm not sure if anybody's even familiar with the Tea Party, but we're going to introduce you to the organization tonight. I'm sure you've heard about the ridiculous things that have been associated. This is the group that openly calls the president terrorist. This is the group that openly disrespects our president and calls him a monkey. You know, I want to get you to weigh in on, you know, how disrespectful a group can be towards our president. If these folks were of another persuasion, would they be dealt with any different? I don't know. But again, this $800 billion economic stimulus package is our topic of discussion tonight in a roundtable forum. A little different because we're going to open up the lines to a couple of folks who are going to really kind of co-host as we roundtable this evening. Toya brings you the news every night that we're on the air. She's going to be joining us here shortly to help the roundtable. And we're going to open up the lines. Folks, again, the president's economic stimulus package consists of you know, $800 billion plus. There was a stimulus phase one, there was a stimulus phase two, and then there's like a stealth stimulus that goes along with it. And folks, this is like catastrophic to the budget. Now, when you think back to President Bill Clinton, who left office, when President Clinton left office, he passed the baton to George Bush with a surplus. The country had an abundance of overage when it came to finances. For some reason, when President Bush left office, the country was at an extreme deficit when he passed the baton off to President Obama. Tonight, we're going to kind of break this down, get into exactly what all of this is about. The format of the show is a little different tonight, and we're going to feature, you know, some new music, provide a different perspective. This is an entertainment show. This is not just a hip-hop show, although hip-hop typically dominates the program. This is an entertainment show, so we're going to flip the music tonight. I got an artist feature from an artist by the name of Robin Stein. Robin Stein is an artist that we're going to feature tonight. She has like a bluesy, jazzy feel. And we have a jazz feature from an artist by the name of Mr. Buck. All right? You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. On the other side of this here feature from Robert Stein, we're going to get right into the conversation tonight. We're talking about the president's economic stimulus package. And how it has benefited you, if you've benefited at all. I am T.M. Hyman. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is Robin Stein. It's called Sweet Blossom, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Tell me what you think. in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about the Big Bang Total Stimulus, which deals with about $4.7 trillion at the end of the day. $4.7 trillion is what we're dealing with. Now, at the end of the day, who in the world authorizes that type of budget without really, really knowing where the money is going? So, Toya, welcome to the show as you help me to roundtable this this total stimulus package tonight.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am good. Toya, we're talking about stimulus phase one, stimulus phase two, the stealth stimulus, and then the total Big Bang is about $4.7 trillion. Now, for folks who may not know, the stimulus one dealt with, like, health, the highways, transportation, education, the whole green stimulus going green about the energy, and there was tax relief. Now, phase,
right.
What I wanted to focus on specifically from stimulus one was the money that was carved out for quote-unquote vulnerable people.
Okay.
Vulnerable people. That's just like note number one. We're going to talk about the funds that were set aside for vulnerable people specifically. In phase two of the stimulus, you had the cash for clunkers. You had the home buyer's tax credit that was just extended from last November to this past April. You had a COBRA initiative. There was something with food stamps. Food stamps was increased for those who are getting government assistance. There was help for businesses, and then there was unemployment insurance help. That was stimulus too. I want to talk about the Cash for Clunkers program, who benefited. If you didn't, that was on you, really, because that was also extended, like the home buyers program, right? That was extended. So, you know, if your credit wasn't up to par, you know, then you kind of was asked out at the end of the day. Then there was a stealth program that dealt with aid to the auto industry. We got the bank bailout, and then there was a housing initiative, you know, that kind of totaled like $9.3 trillion. That was really under the previous president, but our president has inherited a big old problem. Did you benefit from the stimulus package at all, Toya?
Purchased a new home this year, so I did benefit from the home buyer's tax credit.
Okay.
And it's not just for new home buyers or first-time home buyers. It was also extended to those folks who haven't purchased homes in I believe it was less than 3 years. So if it's been more than 3 years since you purchased your last home, you were entitled to up to, I believe, $6,000 in tax credit. So you didn't have to be a first-time home buyer. You just had a certain amount of time that you didn't buy a home, and you could still qualify for some money.
Wow. See, now that's a part of the program that I didn't know of, because I was outside of the 3 years. I purchased my first house probably about 5 years ago, so I was outside of that. That's probably why I didn't know about it, because it didn't benefit me. But I wonder how many people just didn't know about that piece either. That the Cash for Clunkers, I thought, was a good program. And obviously, a lot of people took advantage of that, because I know the fact that they extended it meant that a lot of people wanted to participate, and the automotive companies just weren't able to produce as quick as, you know, folks were actually going after it. So, I mean, I think there was some good in certain aspects of the program specific to the tax credit for your house, for new homeowners and for those who have purchased previously a few years, and the Cash for Clunkers. I thought those were really great. But let's back up to, like, the help for the vulnerable in phase one. I mean, it was specific to, it said, healthcare. There was some education. I think there was also, like, phase one as far as food stamps with kind of feeding people. I think there was an economic stimulus plan that provided about $150 million for the food bank. It was for advocates, for the hungry. And there were some folks that didn't think that the money was actually put in the right place.
Right. That's all a matter of opinion. It was helpful because a lot of local food banks, they were running out of food supply because of the state of the economy. People did not have the means or funds to donate the way they usually do. So there were a lot of local food banks that were running out of supplies, and they were unable to help those people who are really in need. So it did go to helping people. Some people may look at it as a waste of money, but until you're on the side where you actually need help from a food bank, you really don't know how much it actually did help.
No, absolutely. Let's open up the lines right now. Area code 813, last four digits 0909. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from tonight. Tell us how the stimulus package benefited you.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Brandon, Florida.
Jennifer?
Think the only way that I benefited was through phase one with receiving some relief on my health insurance through my employer. Unfortunately, I purchased my home about 4 years ago, so I was not able to get the home buyer credit. I didn't have a clunker for the cash for clunkers. So, and I think I also may have received some type of additional credits during income tax return time. But I haven't seen a huge impact from it personally, but then again, I don't feel that I'm in that vulnerable bracket that probably encompassed, you know, the Americans that probably gained the most from the stimulus package.
And that's a good point, because I'm sure there was criteria, like with every aspect of this plan, you had to meet a specific criteria. And folks, by no means do I want to allude to the fact that the government's just giving away money and everybody deserves a piece of the pie. If it was that easy, you know, at the end of the day, the president could have taken the $4.7 billion and just divided it amongst all of the citizens, you know, here in the United States, and we all would be sitting on probably a cool meal, and it would be a lovely day. But there is criteria, and I think, Jennifer, you raise a great point in reference to, you know, who fit in each category that funds were provided, because I want any dollar I can get. But I probably don't fit the vulnerable category as well. Jennifer, thank you for your comment tonight. Calling from Brandon, Florida. Hang out with us for a little bit, Jennifer. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We have Toya here with us roundtabling. We're talking about the stimulus package that President Obama authorized. It totals about $4.7 trillion. He himself authorized about $787 billion, and then came back and authorized another $45 billion on top of the $3.9 trillion that President Bush had already put in office, before he left office. We're talking about a lot of money that at the end of the day, we as citizens will have to pay back. And if we don't get it together, our children's children are going to be left with a tremendous debt. Understand what's happening. Make sure that you are in the know, because it benefits you in some way, shape, or form. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Dollar Bills, y'all. Right back after this.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo. Pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear. It ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player. Tell me, what am I missing?
I got an eye for the dollar bill. I think I'm busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money at? Put out them 760s. I'm in the circle, we're whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women that got you moving around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white Bridgestones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades, rockin' on runtime, that's flat out toothpaste. Get with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I'm about to get paid. But that's in your face, it ain't a floss, boy. It's to let you know what I touch, to off, boy.
I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my
job player. Tell me what am I missing? I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at my Lambo. Pop the trunk, it's the engine.
T. Muhammad Radio Live. You are in tune to a discussion tonight that surrounds the stimulus package that President Obama authorized. At this point, it tops about $4.7 trillion. Area code 757, last four digits 1837. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Oh, how you doing, man? It's Ames, yo. Calling from
the cracking? What's good tonight, Ames? Have you benefited from this stimulus deal, man? Did you get anything from that cash for clunkers, or did you buy a new house?
Man, I was trying to, man, but the criteria, I just didn't meet.
Just you know, didn't meet the criteria.
Yeah, but I did take advantage of the food stamps, brother.
Hey.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Amen.
If you can't benefit from one aspect, you'll benefit from the other aspect. Toya, you like
that's
that?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I wish I could have taken advantage of it as well.
Look, and me too, folks, and me too. Some research that I pulled earlier, there was a gentleman by the name of Jesse Taylor from out of New York. He was referencing the stimulus plan, and, you know, he said it wasn't really about the politicians trying to score points or the economists, you know, trying to make sure that they were reelected in office. It's really about the growing ranks of the hungry people lining up outside of the Harlem food pantry. And, Toya, you said that, you know, the food pantries and folks delivering food, it wasn't enough food. It went to the right places. And I think, you know, what my man Jesse Taylor is focused on in New York, you know, is and he's pretty much saying that, you know, the community kitchen is empty. You know, the food pantry and the soup kitchen, you know, they've kind of ran out of food. You know, so the stimulus plan is right on time. You know, so Ames, the food stamps, though, you know, is a good look. I know we like to laugh and, you know, people make jokes, but food stamps is keeping people alive in 2010. There's a senator right now who just proposed and again, I say proposed because, you know, senators and people make proposals every day. But there was a senator, and I don't know his name. I don't even want to give him any props. I don't even want to call his name even if I knew it. But he actually just made a proposal to X welfare altogether. He feels as if welfare is he made a whole bunch of disparaging remarks. You know, I think that I can't even believe people even still feel the way he feels in 2010. But, you know, his idea is that welfare is for, you know, lazy folks, and it only creates a cycle. And I think there are some people who take advantage of the welfare system, yes. But I think welfare is a necessity because in any type of society, there will always be people who need assistance. And that assistance is welfare. We can call it what we want to call it, but, you know, for folks who really don't understand, welfare is not just for African-American people. Welfare is not even dominated by African-American people at the end of the day if we really look at the statistics and do our research. So,
they
you know,
really don't know. They
we
don't
need
know.
To educate ourselves. But back on the stimulus. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Toya.
No, I just wanted to agree with you on that. I really don't think that welfare program should be rid of completely, but I do believe it is abused a lot of times, and they do need to have stricter requirements, and they really need to keep an eye on who qualifies for it and who doesn't. I mean, I see people who are lazy. They don't work. They're not trying to educate themselves. They sit at home all day with their children, and they're getting food stamps. They're getting low-income housing. And on the other hand, I have a girlfriend who works a full-time job, a part-time job, and she goes to school full-time, and she's barely hitting that mark that she won't qualify for anything. So I think things like that should be taken into consideration. I think they really, really do need to make changes to the welfare program, but I don't think they should get rid of it altogether.
I think that at the end of the day, you know, when you're right, it is some lazy people. But let's say for my case, I work a 12-hour job every day, 6 days a week. You know what I'm saying? And I barely make enough to clear what I need to clear to keep my household running. You know? So
right, and I agree with Right, and I agree with someone who's working hard, who's actually trying to better themselves with getting assistance. I don't agree with those people who are taking advantage of the system and they're not doing anything, but we are the ones who are actually paying for them to do nothing. So, no, I'm not taking anything from you at all. I definitely agree that if you need help and you're working, then you should actually get the help.
And then you got, it's a lot of people that really, really don't. They don't really understand. They only look at it from, oh, he's being lazy or she's being lazy. You know, there's a lot of people, man, that really, really, really needs this. And TM, about what you were saying about the dude, I seen that when he said rid of welfare, totally. This is the same guy who posted a fake Jim Crow letter on his website. He got a website, and he posted a fake Jim Crow letter to all. He was mocking black people. He was talking like a black person, you know what I'm saying, insinuating that black people are lazy, and black people, we're going to take advantage of. We're going to get everything. We can get out of the government. We don't care. But it was very, very racial, and if I would have had a sledgehammer, I would have broke my TV probably. You know what I'm saying? It's just
can you tell me what talking like a black person means?
He was mocking our ancestors. You know, we didn't speak proper English back in those days.
Whoever wrote it,
you know what I'm saying? Whoever wrote it, they wrote it as if it was a slave talking. You know what I mean? And it was very, very I don't want to use
a
nummy.
I understand.
It was emotional for me because I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not racist by far, but I do take to my people, and I'm black. You know what I'm saying? So I will defend mine. You know, I just don't agree with. I don't agree with them and how they're making a mockery of our ancestors and what we worked hard to get. They basically saying that if we're not making $300,000 a year, that we're lazy. That's what he was basically saying. You know what I'm saying? In his style, he's basically saying that people who make $500,000 and $600,000 a year shouldn't be getting taxed the way they get taxed. You know what I mean? And I don't understand that. You're going to tax. You want to tax a person, an older woman who's 67 years old, who done worked her whole life. You want to take her pension away from her? So you can live good at 45, and you making $6 million a year. I don't get that.
Makes no sense. Pause right there for me, Ames. This is an interesting conversation tonight on TM Hyman Radio Live. We're discussing the president's $4.7 at this point trillion-dollar stimulus package. It's the big bang, my friends. We're talking about stimulus one, stimulus two, and then that stealth stimulus and all that it consists of. You got to educate yourselves. You got to do some research, folks. Know that there was a whole bunch of money put into health care and education and in tax relief. There was money specifically for vulnerable people. You know, would you consider yourself vulnerable? You know, find out what the criteria is. There's help for businesses. There's food stamp help. And the country boy just told us about the fact that he's definitely benefiting from the food stamps. Folks, you're on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Check out Country Boy. This is my man, Birthmark. Here we go. Yeah.
Why I am the way I am, boy. Yeah, yeah. You know we had to do it for the South, right? Young Stone, you but
the last time.
Birthmark is who I am. Stand up. Backwoods law, roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, with some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, with some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. We're from the dirty, but we get so clean. Hospitable, but we get straight mean. Many dreams, sitting on the front porch. Many lows, no opportunity to grow. They call us low class, a bunch of country bammers. Bilingual, yeah, we got our own realm. Yeah, we handle any drama always. Knuckle up, homeboy, bump, calling police. Mike Funk,
sexy women. And you know they thirsty. Come back home, now they all trying to sex me. Undergraduate, trying to get a bankroll. Street hanging, entertaining, out there pimping. A work country boy, play the game how it goes. Never been scared to get a little dirt on my clothes. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy. They like them new class, we do them old shoes. We do them 24s, they do them 22s. Little mama said they were so new. But then I came by welcome to the dirty south. Ain't no clubbing like the hole in the wall. But the licks in the restroom stall.
Get money.
We gotta look up, no.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
That's Private Party. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the feedback line, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Now it's time for our finance segment with our girl Toya, being brought to you tonight by TMHyman.com. TMHyman.com, log on. You got it, Toya.
Okay, well, Monday we spoke a little bit about how you can save money when shopping. And one of the tips was to buy generic. I was online today doing a little research, and I came across a website where people were discussing back and forth about generic products and why they won't buy generic and why they, you know, they do buy generic. And one of the key things that I saw that stood out to me, the CEO of Pushpins, which is a mobile coupon company, his name is Jason Gerwin, and I quote, he said, "People don't buy generic because it's a reflection on their personal wealth, and it's a reflection on their personal taste." And what most people don't realize is that the same companies that make generic products are the companies that are also putting out those name brand labels. I think we all get caught up in the actual name itself, and we get back to, oh, we don't need to buy the black and white label. We, you know, have money now. We can buy a Heinz ketchup and not purchase the store brand and things of that sort. So I did find a couple of websites that listed products to always buy generic. And I found 10 common products that these websites name. Now, some of them you may not agree with. Some of them I'll probably shy away from myself. But they are good suggestions. The very first one will be over-the-counter medications. A lot of people don't realize that the Food and Drug Administration requires generic medications to have the same active ingredients as patented medications. So if you're buying a Benadryl, if you buy the Walmart Equate version, it's going to be the same thing on the same makeup as the Benadryl formula. They also suggest cereal. Now, some people may say it tastes a little different, but they found that a lot of the cereals that are generic are made by the name brand companies, and they're just split off on the production line, and they're boxed in the generic boxes. Now, of course, when it comes to food, you want to taste it. A lot of people won't even realize it's a generic brand if you put it in a different box. But, again, cereal is a big thing that they put out. Pantry items such as flour, sugar, salt, spices, and things of that sort, there's no need to buy a name brand because, again, they go by the same codes and standards that name brands do. So, and that's another way you can save money. Makeup and other beauty products. There's no need in spending $25 on mascara, ladies. It's something that you use several times throughout the day. You can get a 99-cent bottle of mascara. You can get an eyeliner pen, a lip liner pencil, and use. And, again, they have to hold the same standards and live up to the same codes as the name brand. So you can save a lot of money there. Gasoline, off-brand gas, you get the same thing in off-brand gas as you do if you go to a Getty, a Sunoco, an Exxon. They all come from the same place, so you don't have to have a name brand gasoline when you purchase gas. There's also electronic cables is a big thing with all the flat screen TVs going up nowadays. People think, okay, if I'm spending $1,500 on a new TV, I have to get these cables that cost $100. And you don't. You can get a set of $10 cables that does the same exact thing. We also have batteries. Now, this I'm a little iffy on. Brand name batteries in testing have been proven to last longer than generic batteries, but they're usually about 50 to 60% more expensive than generic. You can purchase several packs of the generic brand of batteries and still spend less money than you do on name brand, and you still have a savings there. So that's pretty much your preference on that.
Awesome. Awesome information, Toya. Awesome information. Folks, restore your independence.
No matter what type of medicine it is, apple is an apple, pear is a pear. So any type
absolutely
of salad mix, you don't necessarily have to have a Chiquita banana. You can get something that doesn't have a label on it. It's still a banana. And the other big thing was baby formula. Just like there's a Food and Drug Administration, there's also an Infant Formula Act that requires the same procedures be made. No matter what infant formula is being made, they still have to follow those same procedures. It may boil down to, like, the texture or the taste, some other baby's formula, but they still have to follow the same codes. So that's a big thing. I mean, don't pay $13 to $15 more for a can of formula when you can get a generic brand over an Enfamil or a Similac and save a lot of money. So those are just a few things that I found online that seemed to have the same common theme, which was always buy those generic when you're out shopping. You can save a lot of money that way.
Absolutely. Great information, great tips, folks, to help you to restore your independence. You know, it's about working smarter and not harder. We are committed to bringing you information that's going to help to improve your overall quality of life. Again, restore your independence by working smarter, not harder. Apply the tips that Toya provides us. Toya, we appreciate you. On the other side of this, we'll continue our conversation tonight here on T and Hyman Radio Live, discussing President Obama's $4.7 trillion stimulus package. Folks, I'm going to flip it on you. This is without you. It's from my man, Ashold Buck. Ashold Buck. Smooth Out, right here on T M Hyman Radio Live. without you right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. That's my man, Ashel Buck. I'm your man, TM, your hip-hop informer. We're talking about the president's $4.7 billion stimulus package tonight. We got Toya, who's co-hosting our roundtable. Area code 704. I think that's Charlotte. Last four digits, 9469. The line is open to you. Have you benefited from this $4.7 trillion stimulus package out there, 704?
Not that I know of. I don't there's been no increase.
Not just a little?
Not even a little. I think I got a decrease. I don't know what's going on. I don't think Obama knows who I am anymore. I don't know. I thought it was my brother, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I guess not.
Oh, you know what? Funds to make public housing more efficient was made available. You know, and they talk about, you know, trying to accelerate construction and repairs for affordable housing units and community development grants. You know, I mean, we're talking about the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, folks. You know, that's what the stimulus thing is about.
Well, look, what you have to keep in mind is the fact that, yes, okay, there is a lot of redevelopment being done. But
all over the place. In every state, there's some. In every state, we have to say, one, every state was given an X amount of dollars out of this stimulus plan.
Where they're really putting it. I mean, because the rehabilitation that they're doing is they're taking it, what they're doing is they're taking the projects. They're taking the people out of the projects, right? And they kind of push them out and then spread them out. And then they make these buildings that these people used to live in look new. And then they pull some more people in there to make it seem like, oh, now it's a new place. But not really, because these other people are still disheveled. So,
right.
Really, I mean.
But why is that? Why is that, though? Because understand this. They're not going to come and hand us anything. There's some things are only going to be accomplished because you go out and get them. It's like you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make the water drink. The horse drink, right? Damn, I'm all backwards, right? I mean, you understood the analogy, right?
I got you, right?
I mean, there's certain things that we have to do in order to receive. You know, faith without work is not about anything.
Right. If I could add something to that.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of people do ask, you know, it's not helping me any. I haven't benefited from this stimulus at all. There's nothing out there for me. But people need to realize just because it's a stimulus package does not mean the money is going to be placed in your hands. There are a lot of programs out there for a lot of people, but you have to take it upon yourself to do the research. I mean, there are programs for everything, for people who want to start businesses, to people who have businesses and are in trouble, to people who have homes and they're in the process of going to foreclosure. You just have to track the stimulus yourself and find out what's out there for you. You can't rely on the media. You can't rely on all those politicians. You have to actually do your homework. There's a lot of stuff out there, a broad horizon of things that can help many people, but people aren't taking upon themselves to find out what those programs are.
Well, look, I have to interject on that one because I do agree with you, but at the same time, the people that I feel that get hurt the most are the medium income people who are really just doing, you know, the meeting ends.
And I do agree with you on that.
They need help. We need help. Medium income people need help. But the thing is that you make too much to get assistance, but you barely make enough to survive. So it's still a double edged sword.
Right.
You know,
I'm middle class. I am nowhere near being upper class. So I know what you're referring to. I go to work every day. I make okay money. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. But I have to work and work hard to stay above the poverty level. So I definitely agree with you on that. But I'm just saying in general, people, you know, say it hasn't benefited me. Even me, I sometimes say myself, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this. And I even know where to go get the information. Sometimes, unfortunately, I'm too lazy to go get it. But, I mean, you can log on to a website like recovery.gov. That lists all of the different programs. You can track the money, where it's being spent and where it's going. And that's an official government website. So that's going to give you pretty reliable information on the money and where it's going and what different programs are out there. You can log on to trackthestimulus.com, and from that link, it gives you lots of links to a lot of different programs. I mean, contracts, grants, loans, and things of that sort. So, I mean, if you take it upon yourself to do a little bit of studying, you may find something out there, some extra money that's actually out there to help you.
Folks, this is a great conversation tonight. We are talking about President Obama's $4.7 trillion stimulus plan. You know, it was pulled together in three phases. You had stimulus one that consisted of highway and transportation repairs. You had tax relief. You had the green initiative, you know, trying to help the energy and the environment. And then there was a vulnerable helping vulnerable people. There was a section of funds carved out specifically for helping the vulnerable. Then there was stimulus two. Stimulus two included help for businesses. There was the food stamp improvement done, the system to the whole welfare system. It was improved. More money was put there. We all understood and heard about the home buyer's tax credit. It was extended. We knew about the cash for clunkers. That was something that was absolutely, I think, successful. Folks, you have to do your part. You have to do your part and know what's available to you. It's my understanding that there's a whole lot of funds, whole lot of resources available to us out here, but we don't get up and get out to do enough research and dig for the information. That's the difference between us and them. That's the difference between you and him, you and her. They get up, they're being proactive. They're being proactive. What are you doing? $4.7 trillion. You know, I could tell you that immediately when it was initiated, Stimulus One, I saw like a $21 increase in my check. Now, $21 isn't a lot of money. So for me, I didn't feel like I benefited. I had already purchased my house, you know, 5 years ago, so I didn't get the tax credit, the $6,000, didn't qualify for the $8,000, the cash for clunkers. I didn't have a clunker, you know, to trade in, you know, so there was, you know, no real benefit to me either. But I can guarantee you that if I really started to dig and do research, I'm almost positive there's probably many aspects that I could probably apply for something to help. Jump on the lines. They're already open. And folks are already on them. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Area code 646. Last four digits 1549. Area code 616. I believe that's New York, New York. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, Samantha. New York, New York. What's going on?
Samantha's in the building. Sam, have you benefited from the stimulus?
Actually, I have. Hold on 1 second. I was on unemployment, so I actually just got a big check for $2,400. So
nice.
That was a, you know, a benefit to me. It's very helpful. I must say, for the stimulus package. Anywhere else, I haven't benefited. I already purchased my house. I already did all that other stuff. So right now, what did Obama say? Relief. I'm one of those millions of Americans that has gotten relief from them approving that extension of benefits.
Mm-hmm. Sam, what do you know about the Tea Party and their whole movement?
not much. They're trying to sort of railroad the whole Democratic purpose. Other than that, I don't really know that much. I know they're organizing all around America, and they're being very successful, recruiting people, making their point. Other than that, I don't know that much about it.
Well, let me help. Sam, thanks for your comment and feedback tonight. Hang out with us for a little bit. For anyone who may not be familiar with the Tea Party movement, I'm sure you've heard of the Tea Party, and I'm not talking about the Boston Tea Party. I'm talking about the Tea Party movement. They're protesters that feel, I mean, they feel lots. They feel like the front of courthouses. They really bring the crowd. They gather, and really they are a socio-political movement that emerged probably, you know, like early 2009, probably around inauguration time, through a series of locally and nationally coordinated protests. The protesters are, you know, partially in response to several federal laws that are specific to the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, and specifically the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. They despise it. They are against it, and they are radical. The name Tea Party is a reference, really, to the Boston Tea Party of 1773, which a protest by American colonists against various acts by the British government. You know, it was about attempting to establish a monopoly on the importance of tea into the colonies at that particular time. We're not talking about tea anymore, my friends. We're talking about a whole lot more than some damn tea. And these people are radical to the point to, I think, they're very disrespectful towards our president, Toya. I think if black people, unfortunately, I have to say it and be real, if black people, I think, gathered the way these people do, and it, to me, it's similar to the Million Man March on the Mall. They did an event September 12th, 2009. On the U.S. Capitol, National Mall. It looked somewhat like, you know, the Million Man March on the National Mall, you know, which kind of frightened America. You know, if black people started protesting and pulling together these type of movements and we called ourselves, instead of the Tea Party, like, you know, like Cash Money. If we called ourselves Cash Money and started showing up in front of people's businesses, it would be problems, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. It would be more.
What's the difference, though? Why is this okay, and it's not okay for Cash Money to form groups like this? Why is there such, you know, a double standard?
The thing is, it's not okay, and unfortunately, race plays a part, to me, plays the biggest part in this whole Tea Party movement. And it's funny because people have to realize that black people did not single-handedly elect Obama into office. There's no way we could have done that because at this point, pretty much we're the minority. There's Latinos and Caucasians that make the majority. So, you know, it's a shame that he's been elected into office by other races, and now he's kind of like getting a slap in the face from those races that elected him into office. To say that they're radical, that is just not a strong enough definition or wording for me. They're just blatant disrespectful. I mean, what kind of country allows their own people to disrespect their president and think it's okay for, you know, that it's not okay for other countries to disrespect him? You just can't do that. What kind of image are we putting out about ourselves as a people? You know, for us to just blatantly disrespect and talk about our president the way that they do, just tells the rest of the world, hey, you can do the same thing and it's okay. Some of the acts that, you know, he's put out, it's not him alone. You have to realize a lot of this stuff is passed by, well, most of the things are passed by the House and Senate. So he's not the only person who approves and put these bills and things of that out. They go through a process. So he's not the person who makes the final decision all the time. You know, there's a House and the Senate. They really have to pass these bills and these laws and things of that sort for them to go into effect. So they're being radical towards the president. They really need to direct that towards everyone, not just the president.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Toya, stand by for me. It is 5:02 a.m. tomorrow in Paris. It is 6:02 a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad. Rio de Janeiro is reporting in at 12:02 tomorrow in the a.m., while Tokyo is checking in at 12:03 tomorrow in the afternoon. Let's go.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk, talk radio show.
Last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the sheets. My last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the sheets. My last night, wanna roll with me.
Really, won't you know? Cause I'm paper chasing, attracting, but it's nothing.
Come on, you be my freak tonight. I need a freak tonight. I need a freak tonight.
I'll be your freak tonight as long as you do me right.
First off, I stay running out with the fellas. M.O.B. and me are possibly make it tell us. I'm a cash getter, don't really need love. Unless you pay me, but eventually that ain't enough. Have my heart for some valuable lesson learned. A scrub can't allow a gift to make his world turn. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. Rhyming tight, got me closer to the limelight. Fast enough for commitment, ain't my type. Body nice, but only wanted it for one night. My life is crazy and it's only enough room for me. Can squeeze you in with alcohol in the room key. Let's keep it real, man, ain't nobody like me. Build a lamp for my soul to my physique. Only one night and I'm looking for some love. Don't hesitate, get a taste of this southern tub.
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paper chasing, attracting, but it's nothing.
My freaking night, I need a freaking night. I need a freaking night.
I'll be your freaking night as long as you do me right.
The way that magic make me wanna boat. Is that a thong or you ain't got no panties on? Got your own car, plus you got your own home. Okay, now what's the number to that cell phone? You say I'm just a child, but I'm too grown. My magic's been known to have a few minds blown. Can't explain how your sex appeal make me feel. If I was weak, hard to make a nigga pay your bills. Cause you got a man, so there's no strings attached. I'm a rolling stone that ain't laying down his hat. MVP, finally the one of the bat. My perfect night ending with the fucking perfect catch. Not a player, not a pimp, no time for that. Give me the yacht, and some bucks and y'all can have that. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. And Rama tight, got me closer to the limelight. I said it like
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paper chasing, attracting, but it's nothing.
My freaking night, I need a freaking night. I need a freaking night.
I'll be your freaking night as long as you do me right.
Ain't looking for no romance, a spot in between your legs. I love the way you slow dance, make that happen in the bed. Engaging in some role playing, if you're really freaky nurse, I feel a little horny. So you keep increasing pleasure with alcohol. Bad day, hits the Tylenol. My sex game is something that should be applauded. Just being real, here's the deal, we can get it on. Just know to take the ass home early in the morning.
I don't really want you. Cause I'm paper chasing, attracted, but it's nothing.
Hyman Radio Live. Got your national news being brought to you by TMHyman.com. TMHyman.com. Log on. National news brought to you by TMHyman.com. A judge blocks the Arizona immigration law. You know, Phoenix, Arizona sparked a serious fury a few months ago with the whole, you know, immigration law. They wanted to go after folks and ask for IDs if you looked as if you didn't belong. But today a federal judge stepped into the fight over Arizona's immigration law at the last minute, blocking the heart of the measure and defusing a confrontation between police and thousands of activists that had been outside of the building for months. I believe on Monday I made you aware of a situation that deals with Democratic New York Representative Charles Randall. Randall's being, you know, asked to quit by his colleagues, and this thing looked like it's going to become even hotter. The calls from fellow Democrats for New York Representative Charles Randall to resign could quickly turn into a trickle, you know, of a flood if he doesn't really move quickly. He has to try to negotiate quickly a plea bargain to prevent a congressional trial of allegations on ethics misconduct. So, you know, anything dealing with the government is tough, but to be in the midst of an ethics situation is kind of crazy. Hey, finally, it's in. The jury's weighed in. No charges filed in the probe for the other Jackson doctors that were a part of the situation out in Los Angeles. The state investigator probing the death of Michael Jackson have decided not to file charges against seven doctors who treated him, said authorities on Wednesday. The doctors were a part of an investigation by State Attorney General Jerry Brown's Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement. This is a spokesperson that was speaking on half of the situation. Dr. Conrad Murray seems like he's the only person in it. You know, he's pleaded not guilty to the whole felony involuntary manslaughter in the death of our beloved MJ. This is national news. Being brought to you tonight by Hack Media and TMHyman.com. Log on to TMHyman.com for more information on your boy and what I'm doing out in the community. Log on. Jump on the feedback lines as we keep the conversation going tonight about Obama's $4.7 billion plan. We're going to open up the lines here shortly. Again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 as we move into a slow groove. It's called Don't I Know. It's Robin Stein, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. That was Robin Stein. Wow, that's a beautiful voice. We were talking about the Tea Party movement before we went out of the top of the hour. We have our finance correspondent, who's well-versed on a few other topics, Toya, coming to us live from Delaware tonight, a part of the roundtable. Thanks for hanging out with us, Toya. Good evening.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Folks, the American Recovery Act is something that you need to really drill down on. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, when you see these Boston Tea Party protesters, and you understand, you don't understand, like, what are they there for? What are they talking about? They are specifically there in protest of the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. To be quite frank, they feel that the money that the government is trying to invest into the economy, invest into its people, is for naught. It is ridiculous. People should pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, damn it, and let me spend my money the way I want to. In fact, they call President Obama a socialist. They call him a terrorist. They've called him a black monkey. And my perspective is, how the hell can you disrespect our president like that? And how does the news media and folks just stand by and broadcast that kind of freaking news? I'm going to open up the lines back. I'm going to go back to area code 704 because I liked how 704 was thinking, and I think she still has something on her mind. Are you still with us? Tell us your name and what city you were calling from, area code 704.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Yes, this is CeeLo. I'm in Charlotte. And, I mean, this whole Tea Party thing, right, I mean, it's not all garbage, right? But the way they go about it, it can kind of be compared to, like, fanatics. Or like even like religious fanatics. I mean, you can just take it too far. I mean, because like for instance, like the tax reduction, which is supposed to end in like 2011, supposedly if this contract, you know, isn't signed. I mean, is it the fact that people are more concerned with like the earmarks because they're going to be reduced supposedly if this is signed? But how true is that? I mean, didn't we just get over something where they were supposed to sign like part of the Constitution where, you know, black people can still vote? I mean, we just got over that, but that was kind of pushed under the rug. I mean, it's a lot of issues that could be spoken on that everyone is just kind of like, you know, eggshelling around.
Right. No, totally understand. Totally understand. CeeLo, thanks for your comment tonight coming out of Charlotte. Stand by for us, madam. Area code 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You can jump on the feedback lines to chime in to the conversation tonight. We have our health and fitness segment coming up along with entertainment news here shortly. Here's Jay Wright. It's called Closer, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Mister, you will never make it. I look back and laugh, says you must be mistaken. Well, you're Jay Wright, your music's too basic. Nah, I spit Bible verses, man, my rhyme's sacred. Then I stepped back and said, dog, why you hating? Checked his name tag and said, how my name is Satan. Took his hand and said, where you been? I've been waiting, pacing. Now you hear the thoughts of celebration. All drink from me, I ain't even out my mind. God's with me, dog. You can never stop my grind. Headed to my jeweler, told him upgrade and shine. Put my name in my watch, dog. It's my time. I'm from Iowa, man, that's no lie. I'm a hawk guy, that's why I'm so fly. Maybe that's why I've already dreamed this. Success like a rerun, I already seen it. Your career's scenic. Me, I'm in the fast lane. You must have took a left when I was right like my last name. It's all bad, but you wanna know the sad thing? You would sell your soul for some fame and some cash, man. But not me, though. It is what it is. I work so hard, I know I deserve this. Closer to my dream, my dream, my dream. And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams. Closest to heaven I've ever seen, in my dream. And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams. Closer to my dream. And as I sit back and reminisce the 06, who would've ever thought I'd be so focused? I know you're thinking, Jay, what happened back then? October 21st, I lost my brother Tim. He wasn't blood, he was just my best friend. And an angel sent from heaven, aka my blessing. And this is no lie, right after Tim died, I didn't wanna live, so I attempted suicide. I overdosed and left my crib walking, and passed out in the parking lot coughing. What I thought was coming for me next, a coffin. Till I heard somebody over me talking. I looked up and it was Tim over me. You should have seen his face, he was standing there scolding me. He said, Jay, bruh, what's wrong? I said, ever since you've been gone, I've been feeling all alone. He said, Jay, what about my daughter? I need you to teach her all the things I would have taught her. I said, bruh, he said, nah, sit back and listen. Your poop is like a so-so. Sleep in your kitchen, major league, you're floating. Just keep pitching. You see your favorite rapper, you'll be dead in this position. Then he said, Jay, I just talked to Christ, and it's about time you go back to your life. The next thing I know, I've seen a bright light, and the doctor over me saying, son, you'll be alright. So if I look tired, it is what it seems. Cause when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream. Closer to my dream, my dream. Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream. Closest to heaven I've ever seen, in my dream. Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream. Closer to my dream, my dream.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, talking about the stimulus, its benefits, the pros, the cons tonight. Folks have been weighing in. Before I go any further, I got to give mad props to my to the little dude, C.J. Dipper. C.J. Dipper, if you've been following America's Got Talent, C.J. Dipper got sent home tonight, and I watched the little kid, like, come up to, like, well, I don't know where he was from, but he went out to Hollywood trying to get to Vegas. 12 years old, he could write music, he could dance, he could rap. C.J. Dipper went home tonight. Google C.J. Dipper, everybody, and see what you actually pull up. The little kid was kind of dope. Jump on the feedback lines tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Atoya, we've talked about the stimulus. We've talked about different aspects of the stimulus. Can you drop the knowledge on folks and share information that they could actually log on to sites and get some information? Shouts out to Jacelyn Smith-Neely out there, who's listening, I believe, from Wesley Chapel, Florida. She just sent in a message that said, I'm about to log on to www.recovery.gov to see what kind of assistance I can get. So outside of www.recovery.gov, Toya, where else can we go to get information?
Well, that particular website is an official government-backed website, so that will probably have the most reliable information. There are some other websites like trackthestimulus.com. When you log on to trackthestimulus.com, it gives you like broad overviews of the different packages, but it also gives you links to some of the government websites, so you can check that out. You can log on to readthestimulus.org. That kind of breaks down the stimulus a little bit, and it also gives you updates when there are changes made to the stimulus package. So that's another good website that you can log on to.
Great. I'm reading an article that posted February 12th, 2009. So like probably almost immediately after the stimulus was established and rolled out, coming out of Baltimore, the federal economic stimulus package passed this week by Congress may have come up short for several local school districts. Changes in legislation will reduce the amount of money states will have and on for school construction, and many areas of the state are watching those changes closely. Looked like Baltimore County had nearly $250 million worth of projects on the table, including plans to build a new elementary school out in Tulsa West. But, legislation and crunching the numbers, they ended up with way less than that. Folks, modifications take place when there's no participation. It's like use it or lose it. Like anything else, it's like voting. Before we proceed, I want everyone to really understand the whole purpose of this show is to stimulate conversation and thought, to have you to push forward, do some research on your own behalf, because everybody's situation is different. What you need might be a little bit different from what I need, the cash for clunkers, if you have a freaking clunker in front of your house and you didn't even try to go and trade that car in, the question you should ask yourself is, what's wrong with me? Right, Toya? You can't complain. You can't complain about what you don't have and what's not happening in your life. You know, your quality of life is going to remain if you don't do anything different. I think insanity is the definition of expecting something different but doing the same thing day over day.
Correct.
Right?
And there are other things that were out there. Even if it wasn't as big as purchasing a new car and cashing in on the clunker deal, they had things for making your home a green home or making it a more energy efficient. Some packages include if you purchase a new storm door, you can qualify for a tax credit. If you update the windows in your home, you can qualify for a tax credit. So even though it may not be a large sum of money, every little bit adds up. So, even if you're making renovations to your home, you might want to check these things out because they can benefit you in the long run with tax breaks on just those types of things.
Absolutely. Toya coming to us live from Delaware. Stand by. Folks, on the other side of this song, coming from my man Ashel Buck, we have our health and wellness segment coming from Miss Willingham. This is Volcano, TM Hyman Radio Live. artist is Ashel Buck. The name of the song is Volcano. Folks, it's time for our health and wellness segment with our good friend, Miss Willingham. What you got for us out there, Miss Willingham?
Good evening, good evening. Tonight's segment, health and wellness segment, we're going to continue to talk about prevention. I spoke about prevention overall, touched on some heart disease prevention. Tonight I want to go and talk about obesity, and specifically obesity in kids, and how we can help prevent and help the movement towards preventing obesity in kids today. What you find is because now that mothers have to step away from the home, even if it's a dual parent home or dual income home, with both parents having to work, it allows for more fast food to come about, poor eating habits, eating more processed food, things of that nature. So you find that with parents on the run, we stop at McDonald's or we get a Lunchable or a TV dinner for the children. But what you don't know is that those items carry just as much sodium and in those kids' items as they do in adult items. So we put in just as much bad fats and carbohydrates and sugars and sodium into our kids as if we were putting it into our own bodies. So we need to be more conscious and aware of what our kids are eating, what we're feeding them, and there are different ways that you can go about, again, helping to prevent or doing your best to help, you know, maintain and moderate the foods that our children eat.
Absolutely.
What you can do, for instance, instead of filling the lunch bags with snacks like cookies or Oreos or chips or gummies or fruit roll-ups, things of that nature, they're little apple snack packs that they sell in the stores. You can get them sliced apples. They have little carrot packs. Peanut butter and celery sticks are good. Apples and peanut butter, again, snack packs are good. If your child likes to eat the crushed-cut yogurts, you can throw them in their bags. You can also, there's nothing wrong with the little sweet snack, but not too many. Everything's in moderation. Give them wheat bread instead of white bread. If you get them into the habit of eating wheat bread, they don't know they don't like it unless you tell them they don't like it. You understand what I'm saying? So if you begin to change their habits and start them at an early age of on the right path of eating healthy and going for the fruit instead of the sweets, then as they grow up, those are things that they will already be in the habit of doing anyway.
Absolutely. Do you recommend children drinking sodas? I don't drink sodas at all. I drink a lot of water. I drink juice, specifically because I don't, you know, I think that, you know, as far as acne and all of that, it's definitely driven by the acid in sodas. Should children really drink sodas at all? I see a lot of kids follow, like, the habits of the household. And households that drink specifically a lot of Coke and Pepsi, you know, folks, anything that you can use to clean your battery probably isn't a good thing to put in your body. And I'm not knocking, you know, people who I know a lot of people who, you know, smoke cigarettes and they drink a Coke or a Pepsi. You know, I think it helps nicotine or something. I don't know. It's like a formula or something. It's like chemistry. I'm not knocking you. But, I mean, just think water. Water is more beneficial to your body, to your temple, which you should be trying to keep, you know, like in the best condition at all times. And, you know, we all got our vices, and I got mine too, so I'm not pointing fingers, you know, no judgment here, but we're trying to help one another, right, Ms. Willingham? This is a health and wellness segment.
Definitely, definitely. And back to your question, should the children drink soda? No. Not only is it something that causes acne, the sugar in it for you is just as bad. Now, kids have problems with their teeth because they're not, they're
their primary, not their secondary teeth, not their primary teeth, or their adult teeth, and they can suffer cavities a lot more in their youth and have to walk around or with fillings in their mouth or sometimes even caps on their teeth because of all the sugar in the soda that parents, when parents decide to give them soda. Also with juice, let's not forget, there's a lot of sugar in juice as well. Even sometimes in those 100%, you get 100% vitamin C or 100% juice, check the sugar content. You may want to dilute it with water because it does add to the weight gain and it does also add to the decay in the teeth. And that's two things that we're trying to fight. We're trying to prevent obesity, and we're definitely trying to save our kids' teeth. They may not be the teeth they're going to have for the rest of their adult life, but even as a child, you still want to protect those teeth as well. You don't want to incur any unnecessary bills if you don't have to. So,
yeah,
no.
Worst case scenario, even if you don't get your health game tight, you know, and if you're obese, at least have a pretty smile.
Forgive me. Yes, I do agree. Absolutely.
At least have a pretty spot. What else you got for us as we wind down our health and wellness segment tonight?
Oh, I just want to also touch on maybe getting a physical activity or daily physical activity routine in place for your child. Besides sitting in front of TV watching all the different cartoons or the different teenage shows that come on, get them outside. Let them run around. Let them be active. Get them into some type of camp. The YMCA, let them go to their grandma's house in the backyard and just run free. They need to burn the fat off just like adults need to burn the fat off. They need to sweat just like we do. They need to stay active in order to help maintain a healthy weight and a healthy life as well. So let them get outside. Let them play. Let them have some type of activity. Ride bikes with them. Skate with them if you can. But let them be active.
Enough said.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real talk.
Countryside for a little rendezvous, make
Stein, our featured artist tonight. Folks, broaden your horizon. You got to be able to listen to a lot of different types of diverse music. And if you're not going to do it on your own, I'm going to help you to do it. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I am your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Call me, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you have music that you want me to put in rotation, just like you heard tonight, I've had a jazz feature. I'm going to get one more of those jazz jump-offs out here before we rock tonight. Yo, just hit me up. Send me the music. You know, send me the music. I will play it, obviously. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. I will play it. I am your boy, your man. Tonight on T.M. Hyman Radio Live, we've been discussing the Tea Party. We've been discussing the president's $4.7 billion movement. We've had our guest, I think, CeeLo out in Charlotte that's been hanging out with us. You still out there, Miss CeeLo?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, that's what's good. We appreciate you. We have Toya that's live from Delaware. We have CeeLo that's coming to us live from Charlotte tonight. She's been with us all hours, so we appreciate that. And I think our producers had Ms. Willingham out in Virginia to also come back online. Are you there with us, Ms. Willingham?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for that great report. Ladies,
yes.
The economic stimulus, at the end of the day, as we think, and you know what, as I listen back to the podcast, big up to the podcast in the Blog Talk Radio Network, you can check out the podcast any day. Anytime the show is over, you can go back and listen to the previous show, hear the best of T.M. Hyman Radio Live at www.blogtalkradio.com/MRTM Hyman. That's blogtalkradio.com/ Mr. T.M. Hyman. CeeLo.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you could get one thing from the stimulus that could help to improve your quality of life, what would it be? What would you ask the president for out of this economic stimulus plan?
The affordable home plan, the making the home affordable plan.
Okay. Now, are you talking about the tax credit?
No, not the tax credit. Like the modification, the mortgage modification.
Gotcha.
Oh,
gotcha.
Refinancing to help the okay, I know what she's referring to.
Yeah, because it's the modification versus the refinance, because what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, a lot of people go for refinance because they want to try to get money out. And a lot of times they end up, you know, with either higher interest rates or they'll end up with, if they're not careful, you know, with ARMs, you know, where it balloons up in payments, or they may go for like a 10% interest rate, you know, but then after 5 years it turns to like 16-17%, you know. People have to watch out for that. But I think the mortgage modification is pretty much just to get people back on track from losing
but
jobs.
But do you know if you qualify? Do you know if you meet the criteria for what's already been laid out for folks to apply? Because that sounds like something that might be, you know, realistic or reasonable without even having to, you know, create a wish list. That seems practical.
It is, and you can, you can apply. If you have a mortgage, you can contact your mortgage company and speak with a you can ask for some of them. They'll call it their modification department. Some of them will call, like, I think it's a lost draft. Correct me if I misspeak. You just have to contact your mortgage company and see what programs they provide to you, because each company is different.
But didn't you say that's something that you would want for yourself?
Yes. Oh, I've already applied. Yeah.
Oh, you have applied.
I've already applied.
Good
because,
deal.
As you
good
know.
Deal.
Yeah, as you know, I'm on disability right now, so my income
okay.
is decreasing, you okay. know, as the time goes on.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
but there's nothing I can
Have
do
you gotten
about
a response
that.
Back? Have you gotten a response?
Yes, I did get a response back, but they still asked for a lot of information. You know, keep all your information. Keep every piece of paper that you receive from your mortgage company, because they're going to ask for, you know, payment, check stubs, excuse me, and bank statements. They ask for, like, if you have any other loans, credit cards or anything like that. And I guess they want to see, you know, if you're really living outside of your means on, you know, just out of negligence, or is it the fact that you're just really not able to maintain your current payments?
Right. No, I totally understand. CeeLo, we appreciate you for your feedback, your comments, and weighing in on the topic tonight. We want you back to hang out with us Friday night, 10 p.m. the same time, all right?
Of course. If you have me, I'll be there.
Hey, we'll have you right here back, folks. If you have feedback, comments, you can jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's exactly 10 minutes left in the program. Toya, can you drop website information on us? And just, you know, can you round up, along with Ms. Willingham, just kind of round up this whole stimulus deal for us? You know, what I'll say in conclusion is, America, you know, you've got to know, you got to acknowledge, you got to recognize, you know, you got to acquire the knowledge before you can take the action. You know, you get up, get out, do something. Get up, get out, do something, read something, and Google something, you know, and specifically, if you don't know what to Google, what to read up about, read up on the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. And while you're at it, look up the Federal Reserve Transparency Act, and that should keep you busy. And it should blow your head off at the end of the day, because it's a lot of stuff going on that we could really take advantage of if we just open our eyes or open up a book or, you know, spend some time quietly researching. Toya Willingham, what you got?
Well, I actually wanted to add to the point that CeeLo just made. She made a very good comment about the Home Affordable Modification Program. It's actually called the HAMP program. If your listeners log on to makinghomeaffordable.gov, I believe there's a test that you can take on that website that kind of gives you an idea as to whether you qualify for some of those programs. Again, it's makinghomeaffordable.gov. You can get more information on that website, and that's the actual official website through the government. Not only is there the HAMP program, but they also offer temporary mortgage assistance programs to those who may be unemployed and can't find work and have been like that for quite some time. And they also help with people who are getting ready to go into foreclosure. I think that the program that they have out for that is to help like 3 to 4 million avoid foreclosure just by reducing their payments or their principals on their loan. So, again, it's makinghomeaffordable.gov. And then to add on to some of the things that you spoke about as far as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, a lot of people refer to it as the ARRA. I mean, the Tea Party, they have their opinion. Of course, people should be able to spend their money the way they want to, but a lot of people don't understand that a lot of our jobs have been outsourced outside of the country. A lot of jobs have been sent to, like, India and to the Asian market. One thing that American Recovery and Reinvestment Act does help with, it helps to keep people here in the U.S. in work. I do work in some sales and things of that sort as far as the hospitality business is concerned, like hotels, safety equipment, plumbing equipment. And there are a lot of government jobs and specs that are out there right now. And if the product is not made here in the U.S., it does not qualify for the jobs and bids and things that are going on that the government has out right now. So it's definitely helping to keep work here within the U.S. So that is one good thing about that that act. It does help to keep jobs within the U.S. And not outsourcing to China and Taiwan and things of that sort.
And that's something that we all should appreciate, and thank you for that clarification, because I think I had heard something about that before, but I didn't make the correlation to this particular bill. So thanks for that clarification. Ms. Willingham, did you want to weigh in before we try to end this this conversation tonight?
Yes, real quick, I just want to kind of just like sum up or piggyback on kind of like everyone's point. Toya gave some good, credible information. People use it. Use your resources. I want to say that CeeLo, you asked her which stimulus benefit would she use, and she has used the home modification, and so have I, and which is a great, great program if you own a home and you want to modify your payments or, make some adjustment to your mortgage. It's not so much as go down the refinancing road. And then I just wanted to say, piggyback on what you said, Terrence, by saying that it's 2010 and ignorance is just not allowed. Get out there and find out what's going on. If you look at MSNBC, CNN, there's a lot of polls being taken about, is Obama's stimulus plan working? Is it working? Is it working? And it's coming back. The no's still have it as opposed to the yeses. But what I want to say is a lot of those no's are because people think that information is supposed to get dropped into their lap, and it doesn't work that way. For instance, let me just – it's a kind of a sidebar, but let me just say, and Toya had brought it up when she
– 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Financial support. If you don't ask about the military discount or the AAA discount, you don't know you could get it. If you don't ask about what programs are out there for you, you don't know what kind of help you can get. Knowledge is key, people. Stimulus packages work.
Enough said. Thank you, ladies. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I want to wish you all a very good night. Be safe out there. We'll see you back here on Friday night at 10, Sunday at 7. Again, this is TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your man, TM Hyman. This is Downtime, my man, Asshole Buck, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show.